Okay, welcome back. We are here with you on Wednesday, the 28th of January. We have 3 great hours coming your way. Well, you may disagree, but hopefully you'll stick around anyway and enjoy what is always, what do you call it, a banquet? We have 3 different people on most every night, and they are all different in their own ways, and they all have much, much different things to say. Tim Riefat is up tonight. You know about Terrible Tim. He doesn't like people. He doesn't like this planet or what people have done to it. He is an equal opportunity despiser of humanity, and with good reason in many ways. You know about Tim's thesis about Vieja, which makes it quite clear that Russia cannot lose a war, period. It's the ultimate Trump card. Is anyone talking about Cumbre Vieja in the Canary Islands? And what would happen if that volcano were to fall into the Atlantic? No. Is anyone talking about something else Tim Riefat said first and continues to be the only one talking about it? And that's cobalt, the great equalizer, eminently available, and it would make even the lowest tiered party on the ladder of power have quite eminent influence on the planet. It's an extraordinary thing when you think about it. Nobody talks about these things, but right here on this program, nobody. You just haven't heard it. And these are the ultimate military tactical weapons when you think about the big picture. Russia literally cannot lose a war because of Cumbre Vieja. And that's the truth. Many small countries, medium countries, and even large countries could turn loose false flag operations using Cobalt-60 and pretty well have their way. It's something that just cannot be denied, and yet it is never talked about. The headlines from Ukraine continue to dominate our news at Rents.com. We think that is the most important story, and it's obviously the biggest chess game going on the planet right now. There are all kinds of developments. I'm trying to stay on top of them for you. Do keep watch. If you do nothing else, try to just read the headlines. I put up 105 stories a few hours ago. Try to read just the headlines, because doing just that will give you at least a good overview of what's happening on this planet of ours. Hello, Tim. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm very well, Jeff. As I say, I'm loving my Jewish-run multicultural Britain, where, according to Fox News, Birmingham is a Muslim no-go city for the white population. So, as I say, it's all love and light from my end, Jeff.
Indeed, and you're rubbing your hands with glee,
and,
don't forget.
And, you know, if you say anything nasty about Israel and you're the CNN anchor person, you immediately get fired. So I'm going to make sure that I say lovely things about the Jews Israel and the Jew Cameron, the Jew Rothschild, and, of course, the pseudo-Jew royal family, so that, as I say, I keep CNN happy.
You do, quite. Well said.
Remember, you're not allowed to say anything nasty about the beloved Jews.
No. Hezbollah fired some rockets today and killed 4 Israeli soldiers in retaliation
wounded
for the
seven,
Israeli
Jeff.
Airstrike. Pardon me?
And they wounded 7.
Yeah. And pretty accurate hitting of vehicles from distance, I would say.
And, Iranian anti-tank missiles fired into low-tech Israeli garbage trucks and vehicles.
This is all retaliation for
frying,
the tech.
Frying little rat-based and pig-faced Jews in their trucks. So I'm crying tears in Brighton about it.
Well, you're going to see, obviously, the usual Israeli retaliation that will be a
Are you, Jeff?
10,
well, what,
10 to 1.
What happens if Iran says to Israel, we're going to give Hezbollah low-yield Cobalt-60 munitions for their rockets, which won't poison by the wind blowing back into the Lebanon, but will make whatever building they hit in Israel and the surrounding 100-yard area uninhabitable.
Yeah. Well, There are all kinds of potential.
You understand now why Obama is kissing the anus of Iran and is desperate to placate Iran, because, of course, there has been no attack on Iran, which all the experts were saying was going to happen, and I said, of course, it won't. This is years back.
Absolutely, years ago.
Everyone was talking about the attack on Iran, and I said, no, Tim Rifat has changed that, because, of course, as a good Muslim, I protect my Muslim brethren in Iran. For all of you who don't know, my father was a Turkish Sunni Muslim, so you can see why I love the Israelis and the Jews. My mother, of course, was a Prussian German, so you can see, of course, why I love the Russians and the Jews. And, of course, the British and the Americans. So one can see now that everyone was talking about the forthcoming attack on Iran by Israel. It was inevitable. They were going to take out the nuclear facilities. It was
All the pundits were saying the same thing year after year on rents.
Mm. No, it's not going to happen because of Cobalt 60, a few cobalt rods in the reactor, and then Hezbollah can deposit them all over Israel, and that's the end of the wonderful, glorious state of Israel, and we get 6 million radioactive Jews collapsing the medical system of the West as they're flown.
I'll be flown into the United States,
and you'll hear me talking all about it. What happened?
Turn me up to Tim a little bit there. Are you able to hear me, Tim?
Yeah. Okay. The line's a bit garbled. My British chummies are rather upset about psychicwarfare.com and the new MP3s on the Royal Family. And human drone warfare.
Yeah, okay. I don't know that Iranians would bother to threaten. I think they would just do. And then Hezbollah would fire off a couple of rockets, and the Israelis with their Geiger counters would go, my God. And that would change everything on the spot.
Because already on Al Jazeera, the Israelis are playing down invading the Lebanon. So one can see now that the Israelis are in an invidious position, which is they can be exterminated by Iran anytime Iran wants, by giving high-yield Cobalt-60 weaponry to Hezbollah.
All they have to do is seriously give Hezbollah one small warhead with cobalt in it, and it's fired into Israel, and that door knock would be heard from one end of that democracy to the other, and it would change everything instantly.
But no one talked about it apart from me and you years ago on the archive.
It is years too.
Yeah,
exactly.
And of course, it now has come to haunt Israel because, of course, one thinks about Israel being unbeatable, but in fact, they're just waiting to die. When Iran gives the order to Hezbollah to fire the Cobalt 60 high yield weaponry into Israel, that will be the end of Israel.
That's right. No, you're quite right.
And the only people to talk about it were you and me, and you can see now why. All the experts were wrong. There was no attack on Iran by Israel. And you can see now that Israel overstepped the mark, killing the son of the Hezbollah leader they killed in, 2008 or something, and killing high-ranking Iranian Revolutionary Guard general and other Hezbollah martyrs. So, of course, one can see now that this was just payback for that strike. If I had been in charge of Hezbollah, I'd have just peppered Israel with low-yield Cobalt 60 and dared them to retaliate, having high-yield Cobalt 60 warheads ready
in
to
reserve.
Them.
Yeah,
but of course,
sure.
Hezbollah aren't the bloodthirsty, vicious warrior that I am there. They're placid, docile people who believe in human rights and morals. I, of course, have the Russian Red Army approach to warfare, which is total genocide and murder.
You don't still identify yourself as a Muslim, do you?
Yeah, I do. As I say, I'm a jihadi. I've proclaimed myself to show that I can do anything in Britain as the Grand Vizier of Psychic Warfare Caliphate of Islamic State. Okay. It's on the website. I am now the Grand Vizier of Psychic Warfare Caliphate of Islamic State. Just to show to the listeners that
I can say anything I like
in the UK, because psychic warfare is the nightmare scenario for the Rothschild royal family. So they can't do anything to me because I want to be on the front page. The world's leading expert on psychic warfare, book on psychic warfare with the Defense Intelligence Agency, documents published by Random House, a couple of other books by a small publisher, psychicwarfare.com, run by Tim Rifat and his Swedish, Turkish partner, Mike Yederberg, declaring psychic jihad on the West for Islamic State. And all the 1.6 billion Muslims suddenly turning on to psychic warfare and using it against the West. Can you imagine the consequences? So you can see now why the police don't do anything. The British government has only got deniable ways of killing me, microwave and flesh-eating bacteria. Why Mossad haven't come to Brighton to shoot me. And why, of course, the UK press and the world press, in fact, is denoticed. They're forbidden to say anything about Tim Rifat because psychic warfare is the number one threat to the state of Zion, which we call the West. So I just was proving my point. Go on the website. You'll hear myself declaring myself as the psychic warfare caliphate Grand Vizier of Islamic State and how to use it, human drone warfare, one, right. two, and three, how to use the Muslims to go and kill.
Oh, did you see? Now, excuse me.
You know, could a normal person do that without getting arrested? No.
No,
I proved my point. I'm doing it to prove the Donald Trump route, which is if you owe the bank small amounts or medium amounts of money, they'll bankrupt you and take away all your property. If you do the Donald Trump route, which is you owe them billions, you can then dictate to the bank what's going to happen.
That's an very interesting reverse psychology.
So I take the Donald Trump route, which is if they're going to brand me a terrorist, I'm going to be a hyper-terrorist so deadly that they can't even mention my name or psychicwarfare.com, which is all fact, all Russian psychic warfare research used to...
Now, let me say something here. Your first book, for all of you listening, was published by Random House, which is about as big as it gets.
I know. It was the science and history of psychic warfare with all the Defense Intelligence Agency documents on psychic warfare in the back of the book.
Well, and probably worth a couple $300 if you can find it used on Amazon
now. And it was talked about in the Daily Mirror, which is one of the big...
If someone buys a copy of the book, would you autograph it?
Yeah, of course I would. But you can see now why the British have been desperate to get rid of me deniably, because, of course, unlike Geller, the Jew, I'm not pro-Jewish. And, of course, I'm a scientist and I understand all the physics and maths that the Russians didn't understand. I've explained it all with Penrose's work, From the Road to Reality. So if you're in the CIA or NSA, you can discount it if it's my other website, Supernatural Spirit or RV Science. But this isn't. This is Russian research explained with the leading mathematician of his generation from Oxford University,
Penrose.
But of course,
was,
they have to take everything on psychic warfare as fact, as threat, and they then have to go nuts when I put anything on psychicwarfare.com. That's why I set it up as payback.
You have the Schroders included in that book too, right?
Yeah, as I say, I've used Sheila Ostrander and Lynn Schroeder, who of course were used as agents to steal Russian research for MI6, which they talk about. Martin Ebon, the leading American author on psychic warfare, his book Psychic Warfare, and other Griff's book on with another guy on Russian psychic warfare research. All I've done on psychicwarfare.com is to use documented facts from other people and explain it with the standard physics and maths from Penrose. And I haven't put any of my own stuff in. I've just explained that I understand it all. Here's how it works. Here's how to deploy it to, as I say, murder people and demand use human drones, etc., etc., knock
okay, you said something. Hold on. You said something about drones, which is very interesting.
Human drones.
We're talking about the little four-rotor drones. One of them was flown right into the White House ground and crashed on the lawn. Now,
yeah, what happens, Jeff?
Had a small packet of
Cobalt 60.
You took the words out of my mouth.
In it.
Yeah. I just was going to say that.
Little
very simple.
With Cobalt 60 nanoparticle.
Once it's launched, now hear me out. Once it's launched, and even if they could shoot it down as it approached the White House, they got a hell of a mess anyhow.
Exactly.
And so these things are, right now, at this point in history, unstoppable.
Drone warfare with Cobalt 60.
If somebody were to take a
half...
Don't even need that. If somebody were to take a quarter pound of it in finely chopped powder form...
Yeah, we talked about that at length. If anyone's interested in Cobalt 60 weaponry, listen to the archive of Jeff Renton.
It's all there.
We talked for...
We're not advocating this.
2-3 years.
At least I'm not.
2-3 years on it.
At least.
Every aspect of how to use it, deploy it, was all explained.
So Obama's calling for an increment in the amount of security, anti-drone security around the White House. How are they going to stop these
things? How are you going to stop one drone with a small Cobalt 60 weapon? So now you can see why the White House and the homosexual black with his transsexual Michael is desperate to placate Iran, because Iran can, as I say, unleash hell on America with any time it likes. You don't need cruise missiles, do you? You just get these cheap drones.
Oh, my God. A four-rotor drone, what, $150, $200? And you
and
can change...
A millionth of a gram...
You can change the course of history with
that. I
know.
A millionth of a gram will, as I say, make you sick, and a thousandth of a gram will kill you within a week.
Well, pack it up with a quarter pound, and release it, fly it around the city, and the drones itself will blow the powder everywhere.
I know.
In little nano chunks, and that's it.
So are you beginning to see what happens if Sunni Muslims get their hands on it from North Korea?
I don't think of you as a Muslim. I think of you as something above all organized religion, something so quasi-supernatural in the amount of hatred you have for the ugliness of this planet that you're in a class by yourself.
It's not that, Jeff. It's because, as you explained to me, the population's been dumbed down by the education system, the Aldous Huxley, A Brave New World. There's absolutely zero chance of a political revolution to get rid of the Jewish bankers and the billionaire criminals. The
not
only way
happen.
Forward is extreme violence, the Maoist way. So, as I say, I've made the Rothschilds obsolete because they're still with their market stalls in their Temple of
Jerusalem.
See
why I have them on, folks.
And I'm following the Chinese Maoist way, which is I've taken up my AK-47 and I'm just shooting them dead. So, as the Russians have found, the Rothschilds are unbeatable if you play their economic game. Look at Standard & Poor's. Now Russia's been relegated to junk
bond
status.
Junk bonds.
The ruble's dropped half of its value within
a
few months.
The Rosneft says that they can withstand $30 a barrel oil if it comes to that.
What for, as BP said, the next 3 years? I think not. Russia has just had to pump $34 billion from its $400 billion reserves into the economy today. That was on the news. So you can imagine...
Well, Russia is also still...
Russia will be a basket case.
Well,
you mark my word, the financial case.
I'll watch your words.
Venezuela will be completely destroyed by the Rothschilds.
Okay, now here's another angle of Russia. Do you know how much gold they're buying?
They must be buying all they can get their hands on.
You got it. They bought 20 more tons in just December. It's a 9-month gold buying bonanza, a spree that they're on. They bought 20 more tons in December. They're smart. They're buying, like the Chinese, they're buying up as much as they can. America probably has very little gold reserves at all, in reality. Very little.
Yeah, but the Rothschild masters of America have loads of the stuff.
Well, that's where it is. It's at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, in the basement. It's not in Fort Knox.
Yeah, but the Federal Reserve is owned by the Rothschilds.
Private corporation. gas supplies will bypass Ukraine permanently from the year 2019 on, says Gazprom. Gazprom also today said Ukraine still won't pay its outstanding gas bills. And as I just mentioned, Rosneft says it can withstand $30 oil. We will see. Russia, Turkey agree on a new gas pipeline route. 80% of Russia is ready to give up all Western food. Well, they want to live longer, don't they?
No, it's not that. It's because Russia's going to be crushed by the Rothschilds economically. It's going to be a basket case by the time the Rothschilds are finished.
On this, I have to disagree with you. I think the Russians are going to outsmart everyone. They're too shrewd. They're reestablishing, they're reformatting their entire economic existence predicated on China, India, the entire East, where all the labor is, where all the cheap products are coming from. They're turning away from the West, the decadent, depraved West, that all it wants to do is to destroy them. And I think they're going to pull it off. That's my feeling.
I don't, because, of course, the release of psychicwarfare.com, which, of course, is a knife thrust to the heart of the Rothschild royal family, will, of course, lead to instability with human drone warfare in the West. And as you know, as the West collapses, they will have to have a big war, which we talked about, which means war with Russia. So war with Russia is inevitable because myself, psychicwarfare.com, I'm now using human drone warfare with the blacks in America, with the Muslims in
Europe.
Hold
that thought. We have to pause.
With the war to kill to bring chaos to the West.
Okay, well, the West is certainly due for chaos. Hold on, we'll be right back with Terrible Tim, the one and only. Okay, and we're back talking to Terrible Tim in the merry old city of Brighton in merry old England, which now is looking more like a Muslim country or black,
Jeff.
I just said black. See, if you'd listen, you'd hear me. I said Muslim and black. Okay.
Or black and Muslim, because some blacks are Muslim, like Koulibaly.
Well, they've picked that up years ago. A lot of the Africans have, so they now have some kind of purpose in life, I guess. At least that's how they look at it. Schroeder and Ostrander, key to understanding what's going on. And you do have Schroeder's work in there. That's good. Ostrander, they were a team. And I had one or the other or both of them on the program years and years ago, 15, 20 years ago, I don't know. And it just was phenomenal, phenomenal. I assume it's in the archives, but I couldn't tell you for sure. Russia is vowing unrestricted response if it is banned from SWIFT. Well, what is SWIFT? S-W-I-F-T, all capitals. It's short for an international finance and monetary transferring, interbank transferring system. And if the West Rothschild bankster cartel I'm telling you, these are smart people, and unless something happens to Putin, they are going to work their way around this. I truly believe it. These headlines, remember, are written by Zionists who call themselves journalists. So we have to keep that in mind.
The Rothschilds have given the order to regime change in Russia.
The EU has reportedly planned now. Yes, okay. Planned to
They've
extend.
They've been kicked out of the Council of Europe.
The EU is reportedly extending anti-Russian sanctions by 6 more months at the orders of whom?
Rothschilds.
Okay. External shocks can cause Russian economy $2 billion in damage in short order. A Chechen leader says the U.S. is trying to destroy Russia's economy. Well, I think most of us know that. A fake Russian spy ring is one of the latest false flaggers to be hoisted by the American disinformation intel community. Is the U.S. going to blame the next market crash on Russian spies? Anyway, it goes on. I'm just reading a few headlines to give you an idea. If you just read the headlines, you'll get an idea of the general configuration of geopolitics as we face it each day here.
But remember, Jeff, the people who are listening, lots of them aren't of our age group, so they won't understand that during the Cold War, things between the U.S. and Russia, normally the Soviet Union, were normally quite cordial, and they followed rules. This is much more vicious than in the majority of the Cold War, apart, say, from Cuba. But the things happening between Russia and the West now are far worse than happened during the bulk of the Cold War. Sanctions and the war on Russia's doorstep and the vilifying of Putin as the new Hitler, these things are more extreme than we had during the Cold War. So one can think that the next step from this is all-out war. So it's not with the Soviet Union where there was a Cold War and it would take time to develop into the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was the high point of the Cold War, being able to ignite to a hot war. What we've got is actually war between NATO's legions, NATO troops in the east of Ukraine fighting Russian troops with the Russian speaking Ukrainians. So we already have open war between NATO,
correct,
and the Russians.
Correct.
Putin's talking about the NATO legion, and the head of NATO is talking about Russian troops in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So one can see now that we've got open war between Russian troops and NATO troops because Putin's said that NATO troops, there's a NATO legion in the east of the Ukraine fighting NATO's war.
Got
so
it.
One can see now that the next step is not worse, more sanctions and worse relations. The next step is to go from limited war between NATO and Russia to a bigger war.
Well, a regional war.
Yeah.
Let's switch to Greece. A big story. Big change, one of the most shocking developments in Europe since the EU was launched, quite frankly. What's your read on Greece and the new there are a lot of words for it, but tell us about your feelings of Greece.
Well, it's just the technocrats from the EU have been replaced by Greeks. Who,
Greek patriots who are
who don't agree with
anti-austerity and
yeah.
Tsipras has named his new cabinet, and it is full of what we'd call mavericks and visionaries and people who are not out of the same mold as everyone else. They're not bureaucrats or professional politicians. These are really interesting people. And Greece is saying already that they don't feel that they owe full repayment to anybody.
No, but of course they must, because all of this money is owed to European banks, which are toxic.
We'll see.
And if they're not paid back, then of course, $220 billion. Then of course,
pocket change.
Yeah, because as you can, if you look at from the Greeks' point of view, it makes sense, because of course the European Union is. Printing 1.2 trillion in euros, so 220 billion added to make, say, 1.4 trillion printed by quantitative easing by the ECB makes sense. So why should the Greeks pay $220 billion, give all of Greece over to Rothschild proxies such as Soros, when the ECB's printing $1.2 trillion to stop the depression in the Eurozone. Remember, all growth in the Eurozone has been quantitative easing.
It's fictitious.
So it doesn't, you can see their point of view. Yeah. If you're printing money, print some more and get rid of
fictitious,
our debt.
It's fictitious money. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. But, of course, it's the debt numbers. Is fictitious because it was just owed to banks that were printing money out of thin air.
All right. Hold on. We have to take a break here. We'll come right back with Tim, as we take our usual erratic survey of what's going on in Europe and the world. Back in just a few minutes. Five stories posted today at Rents All Ready for you. And these are all stories worth a look. Now, they're certainly not all equal in value or journalistic weight or international implications, but they're all, as best as I can determine them, and we have a wide array of listeners out there with different interests, different tastes, they're all worth taking a look at. What I'm trying to make clear is, 2 years ago, an average daily load would be about 50 to 60 stories. It's pushing on toward double that now. That is how much is falling down on all of our heads who are trying to track the world. That's the game. The Rothschild banking cartel and whoever they're working with, off planet or on planet, I can't tell you, have made so many things now news items that it's almost impossible to keep track of them. The United States, the formerly United States, is at war to one degree or another in over 150 countries in the world. Economic war, actual physical hand combat war, you name it. But we are involved everywhere. And it's all about greed. It's all about enforcing the dictates or diktat of the Rothschild banking cartel and all of their cronies, Goldman Sachs, you name it. It's an incredible situation. I'll put up another probably 30 or 40 tonight. So the deluge of events, I guess that's the best way to phrase it, the deluge of events has been cranked up to near maximum now, and it's only going to continue.
The events aren't actually following the Rothschilds' plan, just to prove it. The war between the West and Russia will be won by Russia because of Vieca. The war on terror will be won by the Muslims because of Cobalt 60. Already Iran is untouched and will remain untouched because it can destroy Israel, which we talked about. Psychic warfare, the use of human drones to get the blacks and the whites at each other's throats in America. Which can be thought of.
We have 7 million Muslims over here, Tim. Don't forget them.
Yeah, they
do not want to assimilate.
Better for race war, as we see with Ferguson. Imagine 10,000
much
Ferguson
easier to
every
control
day in America.
Much easier to control. Much easier to manipulate.
Operatives, I mean, in Europe, it's wonderful.
Easy.
You've got 50 billion blacks that are imported. You've got millions and millions of Muslims coming into the EU every year. All of these can be controlled by psychic warfare to go and slaughter. Just think of the Kenya...
Tim, we don't even need psychic warfare.
I know,
them off with money. Jesus, easily bought.
In psychic warfare, normally you have to program someone to go out and kill for you. The thing with Muslims is they hate Jews and the police already and want to kill them, and psychic warfare... by the West has been used on them,
Now, when you're talking about
When you take away Western psychic warfare, which I'm doing with the massive attacks on the Rothschild royal family, look on the website, then, of course, the Muslims revert to what they want to do, which is go and kill Charlie Hebdo cartoonists, go and kill Jews, go and kill police.
I'm not at all convinced the Charlie Hebdo attack was a Muslim attack at all. It could have very easily been a Mossad attack.
Yeah, but of course, it doesn't matter, because of course the aim is to weaponize the Muslims to go out and kill ruin the West. Because of course the West wants sporadic Muslim terrorism. They don't want 15,000 attacks a day in Britain and 10,000 attacks a day in France, which is what I'm working toward, using the Ostrander Schroeder work from the Russians, which means that it isn't totally possible, it's inevitable, because you don't have to mind control the Muslims to go out and kill people they hate and want to kill. They want to kill them anyway. It's just that their SMAs have been suppressed by Western occult psychic warfare. So when you can take that out, when you
all right, how do we wrap this up with MK Ultra, which is still alive?
With MK Ultra, Jeff, you were trying to mind control people to do things they didn't want to do.
Well,
now with what I'm doing is to destroy the Rothschild royal family Western psychic warfare, which has been damping down the SMA, the supplementary motor area, of people to prevent them doing what they want to do, which is the poor want to kill all the billionaires like Branson and Soros. The blacks want to kill the whites.
Sounds like the French Revolution, doesn't it?
The Muslims want to kill the cartoonists and the Jews and the police. They want to do that. Unlike MK Ultra, where you had to spend months or years inputting the mind control program, what I'm doing with the psychic warfare is just to get rid of the Western psychic warfare, which docilizes the population, and then just nudge them to do what they want to do. The poor want to kill the rich, the blacks want to kill the whites, the Muslims
want
to kill the Jews.
Well, this is old news.
And the security forces.
These are old themes. There's nothing new
there. No, but in MK Ultra, you were trying to mind control people to do what they didn't want to do. With my psychic warfare, I'm getting people to do what they want to do.
I do and I don't. I think that MK Ultra, whatever it's called now or whatever it's being used for, can do very much the same thing. It makes it even easier.
No, because the West has a terrible problem. It's got to turn Muslims into docile sheep who will...
that's not going to happen.
No, but that's what they have to do. They have to turn the poor, who've got no future, into slaves of the billionaires
who are getting more
and more money. And we've got the blacks in America who are... Their lifestyle is getting worse and worse. The next generation of blacks will be even poorer than this generation, and the generation
and
after
whites,
that will be
same
mainly
thing,
in prison,
same
in
thing.
Prison work camps.
What we're doing is we have stood by and watched Barack Obama and his communist, Marxist, Bolshevik cronies destroy the middle class.
Yes.
Which, of course,
leads to people wanting to take revenge, and therefore psychic warfare becomes vital to the Rothschild royal family to suppress the natural urges of people in utter misery wanting to go out and make people
What would
pay.
Schroeder and Ostrander say about what you're saying?
What they're saying is that it's inevitable, because once the Russian psychic warfare is deployed on the Muslims, on the white poor who've got no hope, and on the blacks whose only future is to be in prisons, incarcerated as slave labor, then to weaponize them and get them to go out and kill for you becomes facile. That was 1960s research from the Russians, let alone 2015 research from Tim Riefat, who, of course, has taken it 50 years ahead.
Right.
On psychicwarfare.com, I only talk about research.
Hey, this is science. What we want to do here...
So that people know it's fact. The intelligence community knows everything on psychicwarfare.com is total fact. they have to write reports, they have to spend $500 million in France, etc. They take it as a mortal threat. They can't say this doesn't exist because they've got all the documentation. It's fact. So you can see now what I'm doing is opening to the public the doors on psychic warfare, which the intelligence community knows about. But here I'm saying, here's opening the door, here's the Pandora's box, and here we are. Throw it out to the masses. Use it yourself. Go and get people to go and kill for you because you're upset with the Jews or the rich. Myself, I'm upset with them because they try to steal $1.5 million off me. So I'm going to make them pay by burning down the West. As simple as that.
Okay. Well, time will
tell. And as you can see, Jeff, the proof is in the pudding. I can sponsor terrorism. I can break every race law that's going. I can say anything I damn well please. What do the British police do? Nothing. If you were a normal person,
you haven't even gotten a knock on your door. You used to have vans parked. Are the vans still parked?
Saying I'm the Grand Vizier of the psychic warfare caliphate of Islamic State. Here's hundreds of our
weaponized
Muslims to go out and kill.
Right.
And what happens to me? Nothing.
What about the vans?
Disappeared. As soon as I set up psychicwarfare.com, disappeared.
If you say because psychicwarfare.com one more time, I'm going to get complaints.
Okay.
What
happened was, once that came into being, they were terrified of any sort of publicity.
All right. It's not a one-hour infomercial for psychicwarfare.com. We got
no, that. But as I say, the business is all about educating the public. And if
let's recommend books. Your book, Random House. What's the title of it?
The History and Science of Psychic Warfare.
Okay, and we have other books we can recommend.
Schroeder and Ostrander.
Their book. I wonder if they're in my archives. I really don't know.
Psychic Warfare.
Yeah.
And the Griff book. They're must-haves. Because looking at the positive side, we talk about psychic warfare, but if if you take the research, you can use it to prolong your lifespan, make yourself like myself. I've been subjected to hundreds of attacks with weaponized strep A, which no one's ever survived even one infection. And, of course, my immune system now is superhuman, all coming from Russian research, because there was a Russian called Ivanova who was healing people down telephone lines.
Well,
the Russians found
ozone is playing a significant role in that superhuman.
Yeah, inflammation could kill you. Inflammation from cells, dying cells, could pass through quartz and kill cells which weren't infected with the inflammation. So you can turn it on its head and say, inflammation to heal you can make you superhuman. So even when you're subjected to bioweaponry by the British, it doesn't kill you. If you're subjected to microwaves or you're subjected to nuclear radiation, it doesn't kill you. Your lifespan, which depends upon the telomeres on the end of the DNA getting cut off, you can simply, with Russian psychic warfare, rebuild the telomeres so you can extend your lifespan to potentially, say, 1,000. So the implications of psychic warfare in terms of building intelligence, I mean, I was only born with a 140 IQ, and now my IQ's off the scale. That's because of Russian psychic warfare research. I've survived deadly
course
in humility. The lifespan, potentially you could live to Methuselah-type age using this research.
So okay.
You
got to go.
See now why the elite don't seem to die of cancer.
Oh, and look at Kissinger. What is he, 140
yes.
years old? I don't know.
Who knows?
Something. I don't know.
But you understand now that this research is old, from the 60s. And can you imagine what developments have come about?
No, I can't.
By 2015?
Of course not. 55 years of research
since
the 60s.
And can you see now why the Russians are a threat? Because, of course, the Russians have got this technology. And
I can tell you stories about remote viewers and what they saw when they went over two remote view what was going on in Russian research.
Yeah, but
we'll
now,
do that another time.
Now
I got to go.
The Russians will be using psychic warfare against the West, and of course,
okay,
the Westerners are terrified
of
the implications.
They're going to fight back. We'll talk more next time. Thank you, Tim. Take care.
Yeah, hopefully, war between Russia and the West will have broken out.
Well, it's, as you said, it's already broken out. It's just not being officially proclaimed.
You know, we want to pour some napalm on the flames.
All right. You're good at that. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Well, I have to have a talk with this fellow off the air. Terrible temp.